We kill Spider-Man. We need to speak to
Because
ourselves in plural.
we are two guys talking toys.
Hello, Tom.
Dana, what's going on?
Not much. We are back. We are back. There are two of us, and we are guys, and we are talking toys, and we are back.
That we certainly are. We apologize for the impromptu hiatus. Life happens, so you have to deal with it when it happens. But I've been putting up random toy reviews, which I'm glad to see the people seem to be tuning in for those. There's more in the pipeline. I'm going to be doing. I don't know if you can see him on the shelf. I got Stavros from Big Bad Toy Store, the Mythic Legions dragon, who is fantastic. I plan on doing Captain Carrot. I got another Captain Carrot, so I'll be reviewing
Nice.
that.
I still have to get him.
Got more stuff in the pike with the, like Defenders of Eden, all that fun stuff. So in addition to this, we're branching out a little bit with
You know, in
shorts and
my new
reviews.
dwelling down here in the south,
Yeah, what you got going on there? Where? Oh yeah, so let's reset a little bit. Where are
I
you? Where? I'm still in the same place. You are somewhere very different right now. Do you feel
am
like they hold you
somewhere
that information? That is.
very different. I am working in Greensboro, North Carolina, and actually living about 35 miles north of there, which actually just barely crosses the border into Virginia. So the very small town I'm living in is Ridgeway, Virginia, which is only a few minutes drive from Eden. So maybe the defenders of Eden will drop in to take in for a visit. And it's been a rough move. It's been a rough move to move down with that's the parrot over there. You might hear him. Rainstorms the whole way, and then just couple days ago got into a car wreck. So but you know what, everything's going well, so we're in good shape.
So the last time we did an episode, I said we should do a part two to Dragons, and you said I would rather take all my stuff and move away.
Yes, we are not doing a part two. Dragons. I was like, nope, I'm out, I'm gone, I'm out of
Out
here.
of here. Just it was a Futurama moment with Professor Farnsworth. He's like, I don't want to live on this planet anymore.
Right,
Just,
so
I'm like, oh, I was.
here's some things I forgot about in the South, since it's been a decade or so since I lived down here, that when you speak to people and you ask how you're doing, they tell you. I was speaking to a guy the other day, very nice man, was telling me he approached me to see if I had any catering needs because he was starting a catering business out of his house. And more power to him, he was
This
doing
was
his
someone you met
thing.
in a su this was someone you met in like a supermarket?
Yeah, like a thrift store. I was looking for
Okay.
some like a table fixture of a certain size, and he was telling me about his marketing and how well he's doing, and I was so excited. I was like, good for you, man. And then he just out of nowhere was like, and my knee, I got the gout. I was like, okay.
Catering and gout. You
Yeah,
get it all in the South,
I
apparently.
was like, I don't know how we got here, buddy, but I'm sorry about that. And we're gonna go. And then I'm walking through Walmart, and it was my first day of work. I had to go in for a staff meeting, so it was the first time I was meeting the entire staff. And I had to run the meeting and everything. And I was walking through Walmart, and I was dressed for work. And a gentleman who works here goes, "I like the way you're dressed." And I said, "Thanks." And he said, "You look like a champ." Made my day.
You just came from Men's Warehouse. I like the way that you
Right.
dress, man.
Yeah. He said I look like a champ. Not I am a champ. I was a reasonable facsimile of a champ in his mind. But that made my day. The guy's
Just
just
like
like,
the
hey, you
Thunderbolts,
look like
you could be the man
yeah.
on the Wheaties box, a
Yeah.
champion.
I look like a champ. I look like a champ. So Tom, you just know that you are talking to somebody who is a reasonable representation of champion.
That is fantastic. I love that because when I wander around Walmart, people presume that I'm like the manager. And I would rather be mistaken for a champion than a manager of Walmart. No offense to
Right.
anybody who is a manager of Walmart.
No, because it's not an easy job.
Unless you're doing a good job of ordering for the toy section, that's the only thing that gets you points with me. If you're not, then you're terrible.
Right.
But that's not what I want to be. I'd rather be mistaken for being a champ.
Yeah, I was a champ. So did you get anything new this week, champ?
So starting off this, I guess this new era of two guys talking toys, I have nothing new to open in a
That's an
box that I
exciting,
have.
that's an auspicious start to the new era.
I don't have any boxes of packages I've
Oh,
received
because you've been doing your
to open.
reviews.
Yeah, so I've been opening stuff and doing reviews of them, but I have been getting stuff in the mail. Everyone's aware of the nonsense with tariffs, and this has really impacted places like Temu and AliExpress and the whole nine and
Yeah.
all that fun stuff. So I did a last minute big buy on AliExpress and got all but one package came through, which I was kind of bummed about, but yeah, it happens. Now, on the flip side of that, the one package that I didn't get were these two funky model kits, one of like a mechanical bear, another one of a mechanical turtle. And
Nice.
they make it, they hit, they hit. I don't know if they're gonna clear customs, maybe not. But lucky me, I found on Amazon the same two model kits priced for less than what I
Can't
had
beat
purchased them
that.
off of AliExpress. So yeah, so I picked up this guy.
He looks pretty
The
good.
he's the Shensu. They're very neat, and they're just little quick snap together model kits. And there's, see, this is how they get you. It's a really cool looking kit. The actual like models themselves for the bears look really awesome. And there's three different heads. So even the artwork shows three different types of bears. You've got your brown bear and the polar bear and the panda bear, but you only get one body, three
Oh.
heads, which means I got to get two more of these, which is fine because that's, yeah, once these snap
Still
together,
going to
that.
have a lot of extra heads.
The other one that I'm super excited about is this really cool looking Mecha Turtle.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah, this guy looks awesome. All the reviews I've seen of him, he looks like he's a solid handful. And the best part, I mean, this whole, it seems like this entire line, like this company, number 57, I think it's the name of the company, they have a lot of kits like this, but one of the themes that they keep going to is live action animals combined with mecha. So even though the mech looked really cool, they're piloted by, I don't know if you can see them, like
I do.
actual little turtles
Little
fit
turtles, yeah.
into the
That's
cockpit,
fantastic.
which is hilarious to me. I love it. Now, the first things from this company that I had seen were these really cool looking little like shark mechs. It was a little mechanical body, but it
Right,
had
I remember
like one,
those.
yeah, like one had a frog head, one had a little had like a little shark head, but it was an
I almost
actual.
bought the frog because I wanted the frog.
Yeah, they're really tempting, but I like that they're starting to shift more now towards like a fully mecha animal version of these things, and that is awesome to me. Same thing with like the bears. I'm gonna have to stock up on some of those. I'm really glad that even though the AliExpress order, the last bit of it fell through, the Amazon of all places kind of
Yeah.
came through in a pinch. Not too bad.
That's
So
awesome.
what about you? How are the toy stores down there as opposed to up here? Are
Well,
they better? Worse?
I don't have, I did find a comic book store called Nerd Bombers. It's a comic book and it sort of has consignment toys in there, and it's not far from the school that I'm working in. So, I didn't find anything really there that I needed or wanted when I was there, but it is a cool place. So I'll be checking in there, after work a couple times a week. And then after that, I still have Targets and Walmarts. I don't have, I still have to find all the flea markets. There are a lot of those around that might find something cool. But I did find in my favorite Walmart in Wallace, North Carolina, it was the prototype for the new Walmart model. So the skinniest aisles are 12 feet wide. The other ones are 16. They've got sunroofs, smart lights. Like,
Oh,
it's a cool
weird.
Walmart. Yeah. It's my favorite one. And I found the new Superman movie
Oh,
figures.
yeah.
And the cool thing is, these were about $8 a piece.
It blows my mind to think that we've come far enough along. Like the articulation on those is like
Yeah.
it's only missing one or two key points
It's
of
got the ball
articulation.
joint, got the ball joints, the elbows. It twists, the elbows twist and bend. The head's articulated. They've got ball joint hips, so they could go there. Knees. But it doesn't have an ankle joint, which I like because they stand better. But yeah, not this is a very good figure
Yeah,
for $8.
if they had an ab crunch and like a waist swivel, that would just be a full-on Marvel Legend, like early Marvel Legend style action figure for $8. That's amazing.
Yeah, $8. And then it's also a Build-A-Figure. This robot is, I don't know why, this robot, but this Superman robot is the Build-A-Figure.
That's the only thing I don't like. Why would you make a character who's clearly supposed to be a troop builder the build a figure? They
Right.
did that before with the trench character, and I'm like, but that, no, you sell those separately so
Now,
that everyone buys a bunch of them.
Robot number four. So maybe in the movie number four, like Johnny Five, maybe this is
I
his younger
maybe
brother. Maybe he
that's so.
plays a bigger role. I don't know. I haven't, obviously haven't seen the movie yet,
That's so strange to me.
but he's
It's like
got some good
making
articulation. Like he's ready to duke it out.
that looks pretty good. It's not
Yeah.
bad, and he's clearly going to have a chest swivel because you got the torso hanging out there by itself.
Right, yeah, and that's
It's going to be
interesting because
interesting.
the other guys don't have that.
Yeah, that is weird. It just seems so weird. It's like having a build a figure of a stormtrooper. Like,
Right.
but those do look really good. And for $8, you can't beat that up.
Yeah, I couldn't believe him. I checked it three times when I was there. It said like 784, and I was like, really? I gotta check that.
I saw the McFarlane Kaiju in Target this
Yeah.
afternoon, and I looked at it and I was like, no, you know what looks more, you know what looks like more fun? The that play set where you hit the Kaiju and his guts explode in the like
Just,
blue splash. Yeah, I was like, does this happen in the movie? Wow.
yeah.
Yeah,
Apparently,
Superman
Superman, just it can bust the gut of a kaiju.
punches a kaiju in the goo. Now that my plan is to wait for that to go on clearance because it's definitely going to go on clearance, and then I want to buy one of those and see if I can customize it into a member of the Evil Horde, because Mattel
Oh,
is dead
nice.
set on not giving us a slime pit for reasons that make no sense to me, and I want a cool Horde member who's like a walking slime pit.
A walking slime pit.
And that'd be
Yeah.
neat. I'll paint him up in like black and gray. I don't know what I'll call him. Kaiju Mon. I don't know.
I want to see it when you're done. You always have these ideas, and I never get to see them into
Then
fruition.
one day I'll actually finish one of them and I'll show it off to you.
Right. You did finish my fantastic big boa, which is better than the one that was released in the classified line.
I'm really glad that you enjoyed it, that you liked it. I need to get my there's another one of those things I need to get back into.
Yeah.
But that leads me into us getting back into talking about a particular topic, and in this case, since we are not doing dragons, we're doing something what I consider better than dragons.
That
This
isn't going
week,
to make me
Dana,
move farther away, I hope.
I don't think you'll move far away, because this week I want to talk about Venom.
Nice. Oh, you know what? I just recently got two new Venom toys.
Did you? Oh, who'd
And
you
I don't have a lot of them. I know I'm surprised it's taken us this long to talk about Venom because he is
get?
like your guy.
Man,
Like,
Venom is what got me into comics. I mean, I had like I knew of comics before. I'd been around. Yeah, I'd seen comics for a long time, but and I knew who the main characters were, but nothing really interests me. You read, you see him on the on like the shelves, and I remember my grandmother getting me one of my first comics ever, and it was a weird like DC anthology comic, but I don't know, nothing really pulled me in until I got an eye full of Venom, and it just. I don't know if it's the striking simplicity of the character. I
yeah.
don't know if it's the fact that he and this was, I think
That
part of
was
it
a
was
McFarlane creation, right?
it was McFarlane and I can't remember. I always forget the name of the other gentleman who was responsible for making him. And it sucks because he does not get the credit he deserves. It was McFarlane and I have it right here. I was looking it up before because I knew I was going to forget.
You're
It was
falling under like Ditko and
I don't know,
Fingers. This guy is
Dave.
following that.
I'm going to mispronounce his name. I'm so sorry. David Michelin? David Michelini? I
Is it
apologize.
Michelin
Mr.
Man?
I'm going to call him Mr. David. But it
Yeah.
was Tom McFarlane and Mr. David created Venom. And there's this weird controversy over his first appearance, whether it's 299 versus 300. He had been hinted at for a long time. For like there were a couple stories that had nothing to do with Venom, and it was Spider-Man going about his day, and then I remember in one issue, he's standing by the subway and someone pushes him onto the subway rails. And it was a big deal because spider sense. And that was his thing.
Right.
He was like, why didn't my spider sense alert me to someone, like I was in danger? And they kept hinting at him appearing. And in 299, that's the first time that, like, at the end of the issue, you see full-bodied Venom. But I guess he doesn't actually enter the main story until 300. So there's all this back and forth over his quote-unquote
Right.
first
Yeah,
appearance.
I get it.
But
That's my favorite thing about Venom because Spider-Man, like, I always like the bad guys that you shouldn't be able to beat. You know what I mean? Like, and you have to be like, Venom should beat Spider-Man every time. He's stronger. He's got the same powers. He can overrun the Spidey sense. And he's so well done in so many series. And the sad thing is, and I know we're going to get into this because you've got 14 bazillion Venom toys and I only have a few, but the simplicity of the character is remarkable in that he's been written really well in some comic storylines. Most animated series have handled him really well, but it was there seems to be years in between getting a good Venom figure, which doesn't make sense because it's such a simple figure.
I think one of the things that I loved so much about Venom when I first stumbled across him and kind of got to know a little bit more about him, it's overdone now, as many overdone things tend to become.
Oh God, the symbiote bit has got to go away soon.
The idea of having like your mirror, like fighting the mirror version of you, like the evil version of yourself, like you and it worked on multiple levels, where you had Peter Parker, struggling news reporter, or I'm sorry, struggling news photographer, and then you had Eddie Brock, who I don't remember if he was struggling in the comics. I think he was actually doing well. He was,
Yeah.
but he was an underhanded scumbag about it. And that was, they had that duality between the two of them. And when they encountered each other, and Peter exposed Eddie Brock for being horrendous, and his life fell apart. And then when he gets the symbiote, he still has like a twisted sense of justice, but
Yeah.
his mindset is warped. And in his mind, he's doing the right thing. It's just like he would stop robberies and bad things happening. His only one thing was, I have to kill Spider-Man, whereas Spider-Man wants to save everybody. But I love that they had,
Right.
they had similar powers. They had the shared memories, because the symbiote just gave Eddie Brock all of Peter Parker's secrets and whatnot. But I love that he was his mirror, and Peter Parker had to become a better person to overcome Venom. And now
Right.
it's a lazy thing that say like Hollywood does, where Morbius can't fight another Marvel villain. He just has to fight another version of himself. Like, everyone does it now,
Yeah,
which makes me
it gets a
sad.
little bit
But
monotonous, but I do like that the symbiote itself was part of Peter Parker first. Like Peter Parker begot his own villain by turning away the symbiote, who then found Eddie Brock, who hated so like both had the hatred for Peter Parker for one reason or another, and then they found each other.
And
Yeah, but the
I
fact
remember.
that Eddie Brock knew right away because of the symbiote who, but that Spider-Man was Peter Parker. He knew his whole family. He knew who he loved. Like it was such a good storyline.
And it was an interesting way for a villain to find out the secret identity of the hero, because that's another thing that is an overdone, it's just an overblown, overdone trope now, where
Yeah.
every villain has to find out. There is zero reason for the Vulture to have been able to figure out Peter Parker's secret identity in the Spider-Man
Right.
MCU movie. Why? He's not that smart. It makes no sense. But like, having the symbiote be like, yeah, he's this guy. And then Eddie Brock purposely not just releasing it to everybody. Like, that made sense. He's like, no, this is precious information. I want this for myself. It's like like if the Joker found out who Batman was. He's not going to tell anybody, because that ruins the fun. But
Right.
let's get into toys. The first Venom
Yeah,
figure
I've
that
got
I
a
ever
couple new
got.
ones. I'm gonna go grab the two that I picked up this week.
This will be the episode where we are mirrored, because for whatever reason, well, because of apartment shaping reasons, I had to put all of my Venom figures in storage, which makes me sad. So those are all going to be in storage, and Dana will be able to show off the Venom figures that he's got.
Well, most of mine are in storage. These are just two that I picked up in the last week or so. I picked up the I like this one. You know what my favorite Venom toy is, though? And this is going to sound silly. The Disney Toy Box Venom.
Oh,
I
that one is
love
fantastic.
that figure.
That's a really, really great figure. I love the just like the proportions are really good. I love the style of the toy box figures is really, really awesome anyway. But
Yeah.
having that stylistic, he's a big hulking beast, which is what he's supposed to be. I'm on board for that. I think part of one of the things that I love so much about him is the way that he's had so many varied appearances over the years.
Right.
He's been handled in multiple different ways. The one that I'm most familiar with is probably when McFarlane was drawing him, and he had the more like I know most a lot of Venom is depicted with the kind of more of a smooth edge to the eyes.
Yeah.
McFarlane used to give him these jagged, like just
Right.
completely incongruous eyes, and I loved that because like as he would become more obsessed with Spider-Man, it would reflect in the symbiote's mood, and he would look wild. And I always thought that that was a more cool, more wild and like unpredictable look for him.
Yeah.
The smooth eyes are
So
fine, but
one of the ones I picked up was the they have those mixed masters, smashers, superhero toys now. And I picked up the Venom one because it looks a lot like the Disney toy box.
He looks awesome. I
I don't
see
like
that's
the neon green
I
joints,
I don't
but
really get why they didn't just cast those in black. I know they want to go for like a universal joint system, but black is a
yeah.
universally reuniting color, so it's a little weird
Yeah. But this
to have
looks
that on.
fantastic.
That is a great figure.
And he
I'm
came
glad
with,
they
he
took another
changed his
swing at
arm
this.
and it's
Oh,
all,
great. Yeah.
and I get the
Now
top
it's
half is
wobbly
hard
face.
plastic and the
Oh,
bottom half is rubber. So it's like, ah. And
that is awesome.
he comes with, you can put two heads on him. Comes with this. You can,
Oh, weird.
yeah. So
You know
you
what?
could stick this in and then stick two heads on there if you had them.
You know what's funny? I guess kind of storylines, and they hint at it in a lot of toys. They don't go full on. They love hinting at that Madness storyline that came out in the 90s when he, for whatever reason, the symbiote got sick and
Yeah.
it started manifesting just mold, like it looked creepy and weird. So Venom actually fights the Juggernaut in that story, and he becomes gigantic because the symbiote is freaking out because it's never been sick before. And Venom has there's his main head, but he also has multiple Venom heads
Right.
around, like almost
And
like a rash. It's creepy and weird.
that's represented perfectly in another Venom toy that I like is the Marvel Select from the Disney store. That storyline is really well represented in that Venom, which is my second favorite Venom of all of them.
The Diamond Select Venom is fantastic. All the multiple parts, and I love that they give you that extra clip-on bit that makes them that
Yeah.
swells them up. So the first what was the first Venom figure that you had? Because mine was the Toy Biz one that
The
came
Toy
out.
Biz, yeah, the Toy Biz one that had the
Like,
silver spider with the sticky goop in it, and
yes,
he had the weird hands that were like flat. He looked kind of
yeah,
like,
he would
but I
do like
mean,
the
he was
zombie walk.
big. Yeah, he did a really good zombie walk, but he was, that wasn't bad. Like for that line, see that line was weird. You'd get ones that weren't very detailed, and then you'd get ones that were out of
Yeah,
nowhere in
they
that
put a little
first.
more
Like,
money into that sculpt.
yeah, that was aside from the weird hands, but I think he was supposed to be like climbing or something, but that was my first one, and he was big. Like the next one that they did, like Kirby's did, he wasn't as big, and he had a weird head sculpt. But that one was really, really well done,
That one
and
I liked a lot.
I
Did you
liked that one.
use the goo feature where you like spray the symbiote goo out of his
No,
chest?
I still have that spider, and it's still
Oh,
filled.
is
Yeah, because I never use it. It's got the little black tap on it. I never used it. So,
it? I was obsessed. Like, what I
right,
discovered
because
Venom,
you
like
love anything that has slime in it.
man, that was my jam. And granted, that was the jam of the 80s. Like, you needed slime creatures for all your
Right.
stuff. You needed the slime pit, you needed the slime and Venom. And then you would go to the I mean, we've talked about it before. You would go to the supermarket and you would get the 25-cent slime out of the machines by the end of
Right.
the counter. But yeah,
I
that
still
was
think when Ava was younger and she was doing making her own slime with the recipe, I'm like,
blows my
what
mind.
is this garbage? Like, where was this when I was a kid?
Man, was I jealous, because I used to get, I remember pestering my mom until she got me, because you could buy, there was slime that came with the slime pit for He-Man, and
Yeah.
then once that dried up, or you inevitably threw it on the carpet, or poured it on Grizzlor like you weren't supposed to, you'd need replacements, so you would get a canister as a replacement slime, but it was hit or miss, because sometimes that slime would be fine, and then other times it would just be a thin, runny messes of goo
Yeah.
that you couldn't use as slime. So now that we have, you could, the fact that you can run out and literally buy a bucket of slime blows my
Yeah.
mind. Kids don't know how
Yeah.
good they have it these days.
Speaking of like Venom, I'm very particular about Venom toys because we got a lot of crappy ones, especially in the Marvel Legends line. But
I bought them all.
I know you want them all. I
I
did buy
bought them
this little
all.
guy, even though he's a weird color. I love the sculpt. I picked
He's
this
oh,
guy.
he's one that I don't have and I keep meaning to. I love that.
This
This
sculpt is fantastic. Look at that.
it's a really good sculpt. It's a really good Venom. And this is what I want from
And
Venom
look, he's
in the
got the
toy line.
joints.
Like
He's
this,
got the legs
that
that
is
move.
great.
He's got the bald shoulders, elbows. This is
It's
if you give me this Venom in and make him blue like Riot, do whatever you want to do, but give him to me in black and this even this green color. And I love that we've had Venoms, different Venoms. We've had them all kinds that come with wings. And
Yes.
he comes with the
Yes.
wings, but I love it has the tail and it's a water spout. That you like, you could put slime in it. It'll be like the old school,
That is awesome.
but the wings are great detail. They're translucent, but they've got that veiny skeletal look. But this Venom, this little 4-inch guy that you could pick up anywhere for, 10, $12, is such a great sculpt.
It is really good. Yeah, the head sculpt is really great. I love the crazy tongue.
Yeah.
I always love getting the crazy tongue and the extended jaw on Venom. I think
Oh yeah.
that was the majority of what McFarlane brought to the character,
Oh
was
well, yeah,
having
that's
the
very
wild.
McFarlane-esque, that
Yep.
big jaw, yeah.
Now, I think that Venom was one of those characters that almost immediately benefited from that kind of jump in toy quality in the kind of like early to mid 90s, because that, again, that McFarlane hit the scene. Toy Biz had already been cranking out a bunch of figures, and Venom was one of those figures along with Carnage. But then you got that, oh, I forgot the name of the actual line itself, but the Toy Biz came out with a larger, almost a seven
Oh,
inch
like
scale
the Planet of
of
the
Venom
Symbiots?
figures. Yes, Planet of the Symbiots, and they
Yeah,
came, it
that
came
was
with,
a
it was
great line of
screaming. It
figures.
was that was the first time we ever got the like an actual figure dedicated to Venom the Madness, because that figure of Venom,
Yes.
aside from it being massive and really cool looking, it
All of them are
had the additional
massive.
heads. Yeah, they're all massive figures, and it was kind of a weird line, because it was based on Venom from the Madness, Scream, who had never had a toy before, Lasher, who was one of the six offspring, and we didn't get everyone else. We got Hybrid. Oh, wait, no. Riot, who should have been. Oh, wait, no. There was a Hybrid. We got Hybrid.
Yeah.
We got Riot, who isn't anybody. Riot isn't anybody in the
Yeah.
comics. Even though he's really cool looking and he had like the additional arms that would shoot out.
Yep.
Lasher was really cool. So that was. He may have been. Him and
What was
Scream
the
were the
purple one
closest
with the
they're legal.
wings?
The purple with the wings.
Yeah, it was
Wings.
big and it was purple. It looked like Venom, but he was big and veiny and like a lavender color, had wings. You'd wind him up and his jaw would come out like,
Oh, that was part of the like the oh, what were they, Megamorphs?
I don't know, but it was
I
awesome.
forgot what that line was from. That was a random cut. He's another one who like wasn't technically anybody. But I also love that line. That was one that gave us the like the Werewolf Wolverine, and I think
Right, and
Sugar Man
Sugar
and Dark
Man,
Beast.
yep. Yep.
The original, I've probably mentioned this before. The original artwork for him, or the toy photography on the back of the boxes for those figures, has him in black. But
That would have
I
been
guess the
cool. I would
original,
have liked him better in
yeah.
black, but that kind of purple color was creepy. I mean, he looked like
Because
a giant ball of big league chew, but that's
yeah, because
okay.
he kind of looked like flesh, like someone had skinned him, and this was what was left over.
Right.
Yeah, really creepy, really weird. And I loved it for years. there's been this idea and fascination of Venom with wings, because that is terrifying, the idea of him being able to fly.
Oh,
And then
yeah, and there's no
eventually,
reason why this symbiote wouldn't be able to form wings.
yeah, because they even kind of hint at potential wings in a random what if, where it was like, what if the Punisher had gotten the symbiote? And he uses him to make
Man,
guns.
that
And
would be bad news all the way around.
yeah, there's a point in time where he needed to get from, like, he's on like a rooftop somewhere, and he's like, I need to get there. And he jumps and he just makes glider wings using the Venom suit. And I was like, that's brilliant. That's awesome.
Right.
Venom does get wings in the comics during the there's a King in Black storyline, and they introduce
Right,
a
yeah,
whole
and that figure
other
line, right,
character and
was
whatnot.
the two pack that he came with
Yes,
wings, right? Yeah.
it's one of the best Venom figures that they've done, because they took
Yeah.
the I guess to kind of jump around, the version of Venom from the movie line. And I hate the movies, but I love that figure. It's
Yeah.
great. And they took that figure and they retooled it into the King in Black Venom, where he has the wings. It's
Yeah.
really great. The
That's
wings are
such
a
a well, it's a
little,
good, that's a great two pack, but the Venom is
yeah.
fantastic.
The wings are a little heavy. You have to kind of pose him properly, or they will
Yeah,
fall in on
he's got to be
themselves. But
leaning over, ready to
yeah.
launch. Yeah.
Now, one of the things I think I love so much about, like, I'm a big proponent of us having more of a Venom tax. Like, I complain about the Wolverine tax, but I want a Venom tax, because there's a billion symbiotes out there. But it
Right.
lends, you can always take a character, it lends itself to simple repaints. Like, they're always looking to fill
Yes.
out lines, they're always looking to like fill in character slots with maybe a figure or two that you don't necessarily have to own, but it would be neat. In toy, man, did toy biz understand this, because that Planet of the Symbiotes
Yeah.
toy line, which I love not only for giving us Venom characters or symbiote characters that we hadn't gotten before, they came with a really cool wacky wall crawler
Yes,
that,
each one of them had
that
a different
was,
color one.
yeah, and they had like retooled it, so it was a little Venom head with the tentacles. You'd throw it on the wall and watch it walk its way down. It was so, oh man, those were so
I
great.
forgot about those until you just mentioned it.
I
That's a
love them so
fantastic.
much. But those also came out in I wound up recollecting or tracking them down later. There are multiple repaints of that entire line. Everyone except for Scream got repaints.
I do
So
remember that. Yeah.
there's
Yeah,
a
it
green
screamed it, but
version. Yeah, there's a green version of the Madness Venom. There's a clear, this must they this must have only been overseas. There is a clear yellow version of that Madness Venom. And
really?
I think I want to say he only came out overseas, because I've only seen him offered in like a couple of places. There is a there's the red version of Hybrid. That was the I think was the mass release. There is a blue and gray version of him that I
Yeah.
wound up owning. Same
The,
thing with
I have
Riot.
I had yeah, the riot was painted too. I have the had the original line, but then I started seeing the repaints. There were blues and all kinds of colors.
Yeah, because
You know what's cool about that line? Because it was so, because they were like 7 inches, some of them
yeah,
bigger and filled out.
they were
Like
beefy guys.
you take that line and stick it on the shelf with any current line, and they hold up. Like you can't
They
tell,
really
like that's a
do.
line that's 20 years old.
Yeah, I think, and that's why I think that they were the that was a line that really benefited from that almost that high quality arms race that started happening within the toy industry, where they're like,
Yeah.
we gotta make something high end. It's gotta be highly detailed. It's gotta look great immediately. And the articulation, especially on Riot, is leaps and bounds above what we were used to
Absolutely.
getting.
Yeah,
The
it was crazy.
digit grade legs that we suddenly got, the way that the arms functioned, and the like the cuts made sense. The paint is amazing on those.
Yeah.
But that was around the time we were getting like the Alien and Predator toy line from Kenner, and those were like over the top with their detailing. And then
Right.
Spawn showed up, and so they were. I think that was a line that really benefited from that
Yeah,
sudden jump.
and Toy Biz did that as an anomaly a couple of times. Like they did
Yeah.
the Silver Surfer lines on a 6-inch scale, and they did the Heroes Reborn line on a 6-inch scale,
Yeah.
just like out of nowhere, like they were testing the market or something, or testing their calibration of the machines or something.
Yeah, the and I liked that it kind of kept carrying through. Like from that point on, it affected a lot of the Toy Biz Marvel Legends stuff. So like after that kicked off, then they had the Marvel Legends going, and they had
Yeah.
random dedicated sublines. But Venom always got really high end treatment. Like I remember the official 6-inch version of him that popped up, and he's really muscled up. But then they
Like you.
immediately. That's I've been working out. I'm glad you can tell. It's all the symbiote. It does all the work. It jazzercises my muscles while I sleep.
Yeah, Pilates.
The they created that. They made their 6-inch Venom, and he looked really good. And then they immediately cranked out the clear camouflage version of him, which
Right, yeah.
I'm still waiting for. Hasbro,
Right, yeah,
what
that
are
would
we
be
waiting
awesome because it was
on?
like
What
the
are we
Predator
doing?
camouflage. He was
Yeah,
fantastic, and it makes sense.
and it's comic accurate. There's a in his in one of the first stories with him, they show him stalking Peter Parker, and he goes full on chameleon camouflage against like the side of a building. I don't buy that there isn't. I know that clear plastic has its issues, but we've gotten Hydro Man, and he's holding up just fine.
Right.
Speaking of Hydro Man, there's so many weird things that you can do with Venom, and people will just accept it. When Toy Biz, I guess just you just need to fill out a line. So you're like, okay, well, who can we introduce into this line? We'll have Peter Parker, we'll do Spider-Man, we'll do Sandman, and we'll do Venom, except he has Hydro Man arms. Have you ever seen
I
this
remember
figure?
that. Yeah, it was the
It's such
worst
a weird,
figure ever. Worst
it's such
figure.
a
Well, I mean, I
strange
think it
idea.
back.
Why?
Hydro Man was a bad figure because you couldn't, like, I get what they were trying to do because it came with the water effect. You could stick his legs in there and then he had the water arms. Like, it looked good as a display, but in regards to playability, he was horrible because he
Yeah,
couldn't
that was it. It
stand
was
up.
just,
Yeah.
it looked
And
like he was
then
trying to ride a
they were
giant
like,
bicycle.
right. Yeah. And they were like, well, we made these crappy parts. We got to think of something to do with them. So then they made Venom with the
Well,
big giant fist, which
stick one venom.
I get, I could follow it. I could follow the logical thought process, but it was still crappy.
At that point, it's just a fevered coke dream. It's just like everyone's spitballing. That's where you have the sign up that says there are no bad ideas. So everyone
Yeah.
just came with all their worst
I
ideas.
always disagree with that.
As it's
It's
true,
like when people say there are
there
no
are bad
stupid
ideas.
questions, I'm like, yes, there are. There are
Sometimes
stupid
there are stupid
questions, and people
questions.
who ask them should be told they're stupid right to their stupid face.
Like a lot of just random, and yet, despite all of the stupid, weird versions of Venom that popped up, I want them all. And some of them will randomly work in a strange way. There was the Along Came a Spider line that Toy Biz did, where it was, I believe it was, with a Scarlet Spider as Spider Carnage, who looks really cool. It was randomly like kind of translucent for
Yeah.
reasons that don't make any sense. Also, what are we waiting for, Hasbro? They've done
I have a
him, but I want
Carnage.
him in.
I have a
Even
Carnage that
cooler.
I'd like, but he's in that 5-inch line. It may be from that line. And he's kind of crouched down, he's creepy looking. And he's, yeah, if you put a light behind him, you could see he almost looks like lava when he's, but he's so dark and he's got those big creepy claws. But I
And
love
they
that
like gave him
figure.
extra paint washes. So yeah, it's really dark. It's
It's a
really strange.
great figure.
I love that one.
That was my favorite Carnage for a long time until the Disney Diamond Select one came out.
Yeah, that one is fantastic. I love that one. But I remember the Along Came a Spider line kind of peaked with a figure of, and it was just the symbiote, because there's no real official look for the symbiote in the comics. It's just a blob.
Just
So
an
for this toy
amorphic, yeah,
line,
thing.
yeah. So in the toy line, they're like, what if he's a Geiger alien? And it's one of the best figures,
Yeah.
like to date. And that's another one that I wish Hasbro would maybe update and give us a new version of,
Right,
because that
he
one
was
is,
big, right?
he
And
was big.
tall and had
He
the
also
big
had
like single toenail claw and the weird tail. Yeah,
Yeah, and he
that
was
figure is
crouched because
amazing.
he was kind of crouched because he had the digitigrade legs, but if you stood him to his full height, he would get to be almost like 8 inches tall. Yeah,
Yeah,
had like the
and
cool
those
tail,
claws.
the claws were great.
Oh, and the weird teeth that stuck out.
I think that was the only bit about him that I wasn't a big fan. I could see what they were going for. If those were sharp, if the teeth were sharp and they kind of turned down, but the way that the molding process worked, there was no way to do it. So he just kind of lo he looks a little goofy. It's a little goofy in the
I kind of
face.
like that look.
But I do love that. And again, it being so easy to just crank out a repaint of these, there is a really cool red and black repaint of this that must have just come out overseas. I troll eBay for it constantly, trying to find it. And whenever it does pop up, it's just some ridiculous amount of money.
Yeah. But that figure was so good.
Really well done. Like I, when you can
It looked
in
like Venom and Pumpkinhead had a baby.
Yes. It was so well, and I liked that one more than, because they tried this again when the when they did the Spider-Man 3 line, which was maybe one of my least favorite selections of Venoms.
Yeah.
Because it's you're following the movie aesthetic, and that was the one where the detailing on the suit kind of popped up, so we like the texture on him felt weird. It was a well done figure. Now he looks like him from the movie, but not my favorite. But one of the accessories for Venom, I don't remember if it came with Venom or if it came with Peter Parker, was the symbiote, and it looks like a night, like a smoke ghoul almost. It's all made out of slime, or it looks like it's molded from slime, and it's out and it's reaching out. And it's a cool,
Oh, I do remember that. That was
yeah,
pretty cool.
it's a cool kind of side piece. Like I have one. So if he did come with Peter Parker, I don't have him because I just bought like that
So
particular piece.
you have Peter Parker's side piece? Is
Yes, that's what I
that
hold on to because that's usually more entertaining than Peter Parker. You know, ask any of his side pieces are more entertaining. Silk, Black Cat, hold on, they're all more interesting than he
Right.
is.
All the side pieces are much cooler than Mary Jane. I will
Yeah,
agree with that.
but that was, I remember getting that and I was like, you know, this is not as cool as that really awesome Along Came a Spider symbiote, but
No,
yeah,
no.
I'll take it. But
I would
one
love a remake of that, like on a
that would be
retro card,
amazing.
you know, because they're doing the retro card stuff. If
Yes.
they would go back and do the Planet of Symbiotes stuff, the Venom with the Eddie Brock head, the original Toy Biz one, not so great, but the new retro card version of that figure is pretty
Yes.
cool. It's pretty cool.
Did you see the most recent Marvel Legends stream that happened on Pulse? They're showing off, they're now getting into, because they've exhausted almost everything, they're now getting into Marvel versus Capcom 2, but they're doing the Marvel side of things. So there's a new
Right. I
Thanos,
liked
they're doing
those
a new
figures
Captain
when they came
America,
out. The Toy
but
Biz ones. They were cool.
they're doing a the Venom from that game, who's mostly blue.
Nice.
So
Mostly
you get
blue, yeah.
I think he comes with the Eddie Brock head, the kind of half covered Eddie Brock
Yeah.
head. And I
As long as
forgot
they
what
don't
his
make
name.
them pixelated.
Thankfully, no, they learned their lesson. They're not going full NECA on this. They're doing their own thing. Although
Right.
Thanos does get his weird, those extra long pointy eye
Yeah.
pieces. He gets those. But Venom,
Very
yeah, he comes in.
adaptoid.
Yeah. Oh, that is very adaptoid. But Venom gets his normal blue look. I think it's using the 30th anniversary body that came out recently on the retro card. But
Yeah.
someone had mentioned, I apologize, I forgot who it was. He comes in a two pack with Captain America, who also gets kind of like the retro look, and he comes with his shield. And someone else mentioned Venom in that game has a giant shield that he uses to protect himself from, or to use to block attacks. He doesn't come with
Yeah.
that. And they're like,
Oh.
why isn't this the Shield versus pack where Venom just comes with a giant half moon of a shield? Well,
Yeah.
that's unfortunate. I kind of wish that would happen. But I laugh because in addition to him coming out, symbiotes and Venom things seem to come in waves in the toy industry where they're like, we haven't done a whole bunch of Venom stuff for a while. Let's do that. So now there's
Yeah.
that line that includes the figure that you held up, the green one, where it's like everyone versus Venom, essentially. And
Right,
there
yeah,
is
and they've
this,
made some cool toys, like a half venomized
yeah.
Spider-Man that lights up. Like it's very
I
cool.
and there's that I guess kind of like that role play piece where it looks like the top half of Venom's head, but it's also very,
Yes.
very much like it's just a symbiote and it looks like it's crashing. That could actually be part of the Marvel versus Capcom Venom
Right.
when he, 'cause one of his attacks is to shoot the symbiote up at you. And I was like, oh, that would look really cool, like jumping out from a random black space near Venom.
Yeah,
So
those new that Venom, that Spider-Man line, that 4-inch line is fantastic. I love all of those figures, and they're not expensive, and I plan on picking up more. I have the Black Spider-Man, I have the Venom, I have like, and that Black Spider-Man is fantastic. I want to get, you know what, two things that have come out Venom that are kind of goofy, but I want them, and I'm awaiting one I've never seen, and one I'm waiting to go down in price. But the symbiote T-Rex
Yes, he is just
really want
surprisingly
that.
better as the Spider-Man T-Rex. I had no interest. I wanted, like, it's
Yeah, I
just,
had no
it was
interest in
too
it. Like
much, and they wanted too much for what he got.
if I found it for 10 bucks,
Yeah.
I'd buy it. But for 40, no.
And then the re but when the Venom repaint came out, And it was cheaper because I, you know,
It's
I just they
cheaper.
had the mold and they were just painting it black. They did. They added the tongue thing, which was fun. And yeah,
Fantastic.
I bought it immediately, and it helped that it went on sale. Like there was a random sale at Walmart,
I
but
haven't picked it up yet. The other thing I want is the I haven't even seen the movie yet because I know it's terrible. But the Venom Last Dance, the
Oh
horse.
man.
I want the horse.
Oh, you know what's funny? That it's weird because you would think that that would have been an official Hasbro product because it's such a prominent thing that happens in the movie.
Yeah.
You can only get it off of AliExpress, and
Yes.
I kind of want it. Had the stupid tariff scare not happened and all the prices gotten jacked up, that was one of those things that I was going to get eventually, but now
Yeah.
I don't know
No, yeah.
when I'll wind
You
up
know, there
getting
were
that. But
other
yeah,
cool symbiote toys. Like I saw like ZD Toys or something. Who did were they the ones who did the Venomized Captain America figure?
Yes. Yeah, there's a whole line, and yeah, I don't remember the name of the. You might be right. I think it might be ZD Toys.
I
There's a
think it's ZD
Venomized
Toys.
Thanos. There's a Venomized Thanos.
Yeah.
Venomized Black Panther, and they look
They are
amazing. And
amazing.
I don't know why they don't come out here. Just slap a label on, check to make sure they don't shatter if they break. Put a
Right.
safety sticker on them. Release them here because I guess that's just one of the great things that about Venom, or one of the things that I enjoy about him the most. There have been so many stories. At some point in time, pretty much everyone has gotten a Venom symbiote on them. Everyone in Marvel
Yeah.
has been venomized at some point. It's almost like being an Avenger. At some point, everyone has been a reserve Avenger. Everyone
Yes.
has gotten a symbiote on them, and it always makes them look cool. Unless there's like a specific reason where you want to have some fun with it and make them look weird. But I'll buy all the Venoms. If they release, there was a story that they did where they were retconning stuff about the symbiote, and it was Flash Thompson Venom, who we have to talk about in a minute. He was
Yes.
on a mission with Guardians of the Galaxy to go to the symbiote's home world, which is a big old retcon because that none of that happened originally. But on the course of going there, the symbiote was freaking out and it kept taking over different members of the Guardians on the ship. So I want a four pack of Venomized Groot, Venomized Drax, Venomized Rocket Raccoon, and even though I don't think she gets taken over in it, Venomized Gamora, and just sell me that. I'll buy
Yeah.
it in a heartbeat. I don't know why. Like some of the decisions I don't understand. We pay the Iron Man and the Wolverine tax every wave, no matter what. I'm loath to think of a toy line or a wave of Marvel Legends where one of those characters hasn't been it. Now, granted, we do get a lot of Venoms. There have been a lot of symbiotes because there's just
Yeah.
a butt ton of them, but there's still so many that we haven't gotten.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
I would like for that to happen.
I know you wanted to talk about the next Venom, but I do want to hear after we talk about that. Like, you are like the Venom guy, so I want to hear your take on which were the best Venom figures and then which were the worst. I want to hear that from you.
I would say we'll go with worst. Worst Venom figure, Spider-Man 3 Venom. I and it's not just that the movie is ridiculous. Like it's the
Right.
movie's
It's a
bad, and in
representation of a
hindsight,
bad Venom, so you couldn't really
yeah,
expect much.
there's no way to get, you know, if you're given a pile of poo, you're not going to squeeze anything good out of it, and you, it's only good in hindsight. Well, it's a good thing we buried that, and something better came along.
Yeah.
It just, I remember getting it, and I only got it because I just felt obligated because I had gotten
Right.
all the other Venoms,
I've
and
purchased a lot of Wolverines that way
yeah.
and Batman, because there was a long time. There was a stretch of, I don't know, 20, 25 years where I had every Wolverine toy that came out. And eventually I was like, forget that. And a lot of them were obligated. And even now I have some Batman figures. I'm like, you know what? That's kind of crappy, but it's Batman, so I have to buy it.
I best Venom figure. Oh, this is hard. It's almost a two-way tie between. You know what? I'm gonna go with the Venom that comes with the Null, the Venom Null two-pack.
Yeah.
Because like I said before, it's a slight retool of the movie Venom, And it kind of like adds some more, it adds a little bit of comic flair. You get a little bit of like the different paint job. The back is updated to accommodate the wings, but you don't need to have the wings on there. So
Yeah.
Venom, that Venom by himself, I think is maybe one of the best representations of Venom that we've ever gotten. And there have been some other really good ones, like the most recent retro version of Venom is really, if you
Yeah.
like, again, if you like first appearance Venom, where he has kind of the smooth eyes. They hadn't gone on, again, McFarlane was obsessed with the long jaw and the giant tongue and the wild
Right,
teeth.
yeah.
But if you wanted his original look, where he was a lot more humanoid looking, that retro version of him is really, really good. It's on point. The articulation is great. If you're crazy about pinless joints, I think that figure is pinless joints. And he's really, really amazing. But for me, the best representation of Venom is the one that came in that 2-pack. Honorable mention goes to the Venom that came in the 3-pack that finally finished off the Future Foundation. There was a 3-pack that came with Riot,
Riot,
Venom,
yep.
and her name is Agony, and I'm a doofus for not remembering that offhand. So,
Yeah,
because
man,
this is a
I bought enough time for you. Good job.
this is the first figure of her that we've ever gotten, which is weird to me because when I remember when the when the that original Symbiotes line came out and Scream appeared, and I was like, oh cool, so we're getting Agony, right? Because you're just gonna throw
The
purple
tree
paint
thing.
on her,
Yeah.
right? No, we're not we never do that. We get Lasher gets a repaint into black and red, but we don't get one for why?
Yeah.
But the Venom that comes in that 3-pack with Agony and Riot is also really good because that one is based on the I think that was also based on the retro one. And again, like articulation is amazing, just really well done detailing. I always thought it was funny that they haven't gotten Riot done, Riot correct yet. So like
No.
he's up for a redo. They use like they got the bulk
That three
correct.
pack
Like
one
he's
was the
supposed to.
best one.
Yeah, that one I love that 3-pack, and I'm glad that I that's the one that I double dipped on because one of those when I get around to it projects will be to repaint Riot into his correct colors. Because I remember when he first showed up, the weird thing was they're like, oh well, he's Venom, except that he's like gray-ish,
Right.
like he's dark gray, so just being full on black, which I understand where they didn't want all that confusion on him, but still do him correctly. He's not blue. Like the three
Right.
pack version of him is blue, and I'm not a fan
It's
of that.
almost like they gave you a video game version.
It's a little weird because that could have worked as a video game Venom, and it would have been just fine. So I guess we should kind of wrap it up. But before, well, how much time do we have left?
We are now at 54 minutes.
Fantastic. All right. So before we wrap all this up, I want to just jump real quickly into like the weird, wild, wacky things that you can just do with Venom, and it's just accepted. The Web Splashers line in particular,
Yes.
where he comes with the one like Venom head hand, and he's
Yeah.
got the like Creature of the Black Lagoon kind of like the web feet and the
Yeah.
really cool translucent gills fins that come out of his back. I loved that figure, and
That
he comes with a little like
Spider-Man,
manta ray Venom.
yeah, and that Spider-Man in that line, despite his feet being placed together so he looks like he's swimming, because he had this kind of thing, because he had the webbed, literally webbed hands and the feet put together to look like he was swimming, but they didn't give you like a stand to put him in that position. But aside where the feet were positioned, the sculpting on that Spider-Man was fantastic. That was one of my favorite Toy Biz Spider-Man.
Who's your favorite Venom figure?
Well, we kind of already went through that. I do like my favorite because I love the animated looks. So the Disney Toy Box is one of my favorites. But you know who's up there? Is remember when Marvel Legends did the 12 inch?
Yes.
That Venom
That one is
is
great.
really well done.
That one is fantastic. I love that one. I'm
I also,
surprised.
go
Oh no,
ahead.
go ahead.
I was also saying I like all the little variants. Like I love like the anti-venom figures. I love the space venom figure. I love, like you said, like there's so like that symbiote storyline has gone so wide and there are so many cool characters that you can get.
I like that we're slowly working our way through them. I don't think that Marvel Legends will ever be able to get every single symbiote that has appeared. every now and then they will touch on a character that I just don't ever expect them to have done. Like there was a two-pack with Agent Venom and Mania, which
Yes.
blew my mind. I always wanted a figure of Mania because he's a really cool character from when Flash Thompson became Venom. And I was, I guess
I was wondering, it took them a long time to get Flash Thompson involved in that way. Like everybody else got involved, you know.
And I was not expecting to like him as Venom because they had tried this before with Scorpion. They were like, well,
Yeah.
let's make somebody else Venom and see what happens because they wanted to kill him off. The plan was to kill Eddie Brock and Venom off and replace him with Carnage, and that didn't work because everyone loved Venom, so they kept him around. But they're like, yeah, but what if we send Eddie Brock away and we'll make him Matt Gargan instead? And the Scorpion Venom figure that Toy Biz did is
It was,
amazing.
yeah, it's really good.
And again, still waiting on that Hasbro because it's a very simple retool of the Build-A-Figure Venom, and we could have Scorpion Venom. But when they introduced Flash Thompson as Venom, it was weird because you're like, well, how is this going to go? Because it really didn't work that well for Matt Gargan, and they did a really, really good job. There was a lot of character growth for Flash Thompson, the person, and they were coming out of this weird point where like they just didn't know what to do with Venom. They didn't know what to do with the symbiote. They didn't know how to handle it. And it's that whole run is a really great story of Flash Thompson becoming a hero and the symbiote realizing that, oh, I could be a good person. Like I'm
Right.
allowed to be a good guy. And I actually kind of like the way that makes me feel. So it's a
Yeah,
wonderful story. The design of Agent Venom is one of that's the first Walgreens exclusive that I actively
yes.
tracked down. And it's a great figure. They recently, I guess, redid him. They retooled it a
Yep.
little bit, but you don't get the tentacles that hold the guns, which is
I
unfortunate.
love those tentacles and the guns. I mean, the guns are really tiny, and if you drop them, they're gone.
Yeah,
But
I
yeah.
think they would have been better off just making those molded into the tentacles instead of having him hold them. But like that's really cool. The repaint into Agent Anti-Venom is really cool because that's also a fun story. But I also like that take on Venom because it wasn't sure if it was going to work, and they made it work. And then having Mania get a toy as well, like that's really awesome. But there's so many other characters that. And other symbiotes that are just waiting for toys and we haven't gotten. There's just weird things they've done with the symbiote. Like, there is a version of this on the shelves. It's just not Marvel Legends quality. The Hulk with the Venom. Well, that was
Yes.
also a toy box figure that
Yeah, it
looks
was a
really
toy box.
cool.
The toy box ones are fantastic, those mixed Venom ones. They also made the I think they call them the Titans, the 11, like the 10-inch or $10 12-inch ones. They did a Hulk half venomized, but the toy box half venomized figures, oh, those are so good.
The toy box one is the better one, but I would love for them to make one based on the way that he appeared in the King in Black storyline.
Yeah.
Because he gets the symbiote, and the premise they were working off of was that the Hulk is such a ma you know, he's a giant hulking beast. The Hulk is so big that the symbiote can't cover him completely. So when he's full on like Hulk Venom, his face gets the Venom treatment, but he'd have like an arm would be free, or there'd be random bands of the symbiote around him, but it wouldn't cover him completely because there's just so much of him.
Yeah.
Which, if you look at a Venom T-Rex, that goes out the window. But I liked the
Right.
idea of that for the story. It's a good idea. It shows off how cool the Hulk is, and there's a wonderful
Yeah.
moment where the inner mind of Bruce Banner is talking with like Joe Fixit and the rest of them, and then it turns the camera angle, and it's just the symbiote sitting across from them, and they're like, why should we let you in here? He's
Right.
like, because I can help. And then they do, and he looks amazing. But I give me a supersized single release version of that Hulk with the
Yeah.
symbiote on him, and I'll buy him in a second.
I like the figures, and there aren't many of them, but some of them in Toy Box, I think, did it, is when it looks like they're being splashed. Like the Venom is kind of half it. Like
When you
I love those kind of molds. Yeah.
get that kind of organic looking ripple to Venom, it works really well, and
Yeah.
not a lot of them are able to pull that off.
Yeah. When you could pull it off, though, it's fantastic.
So, all right. So I guess we'll bring this to a close because
Ha ha.
I've dragged you through as much venom goodness as I think you can stand. Let's see, what would be a good question to end this on? Is there a Venom figure character that you wish they would make that they have not made yet?
Ooh, that's a good question because they've made a bunch.
Yeah, there's a lot out there.
I would love, like you said, there were so many characters that became Venomized. I would love just that line. It would be so many cool characters. Like we talked about, that toy line that's doing the Venomized Captain America and all that. We've talked about, like, give me the Venomized Wolverine figure. Give me
Yes.
to like let me give them all to me. Like I want them. You know what I mean? Like how many Wolverines have they made? Come on, just do one with the that's Venomized. I'm sure there's
it's
one figure that they could just do a repaint and resculpt the head and just
yeah,
like do them all.
it's always such a simple when it comes to doing
I mean, they
a
did the
Venom
Deadpool
version.
one. They did Venompool
Yeah.
twice and both
Yeah.
of them are good. Like keep going with that.
Yeah, like here's Venompool. Here he is slightly more red. Don't you want him? I
Yeah.
do. I
I
do
think it's
want
funny how sometimes the character, when they get the symbiote, like the Captain America one, like the
him.
silhouette is still Captain America.
Yes.
And then sometimes the symbiote gets on someone like Venompool, and now Deadpool takes on the silhouette of Venom. So I there's no like equation there. It's sort of random. Like Venom's like, oh yeah, you look pretty good. Steve Rogers is a pretty handsome dude. I want to look like Steve. But then Deadpool's, he's all burnt up and the cancer's got him. So I'm gonna look like me. I don't want to look like that idiot.
And even in that story, they did a story where Deadpool fights Carnage, and it's this
Yeah.
great back and forth. And at the end of the issue, I'm sorry, if you don't want spoilers for the Deadpool versus Carnage story, fast forward like a minute and a half. The climax of that story is Deadpool linking up with the Life Foundation symbiotes, who had been they've been given to someone else. They were trying something else with the Life Foundation symbiotes, and it didn't work, so it was stupid. So they brought them into this story, and at the end of the story, while Deadpool's fighting Carnage, the Life Foundation symbiotes latch on to Deadpool, so he becomes like this weird Voltron of symbiotes to fight Carnage. We don't have a toy of this, which blows my mind because
That would
it
be amazing. Yeah.
combines two of their favorite things, Deadpool and symbiotes, and we don't
Deadpool
have one.
always ends up fighting those weird like corporation to like Landau
Yeah.
Luckman and
Now,
Lake and all the others like
if they had done that is maybe the one Build-A-Figure that I would accept being a normal sized figure, because Deadpool didn't change in size once he got all the Future Foundation, Life Foundation symbiotes.
Right.
If that was the Build-A-Figure, I'd be like, you know what? Fine, fine. It's I'm mad about this, but fine. I'd buy them all.
Right.
I guess on my end. I would love to see, probably not a lot of other people would want to see this, but there is a story that they had done with I remember the name of it was Code Red, or it had a bunch of the quote unquote red characters in it.
Yeah.
And it was like Red Hulk, I think Punisher, maybe
Right.
Ghost Rider, and they all went to fight Mephisto. I don't remember the oh they were trying I think they were trying to get Mania back, or the girl who turns into Mania. I think they were trying to get her back because they did some story where she got a hell mark and it was a long convoluted thing. The at the peak of the story, they all fuse together to form its Venom, the size of Red Hulk, who is riding a Ghost Rider motorcycle. And I don't remember what the name of it is, and it looks kind of ridiculous. But it's such a striking design because it's all these characters mashed into one thing to take
Yeah.
on Mephisto for whatever reason. And I want like a mega deluxe version of this on a gigantic bike that maybe you could later retool into Vengeance, because
Right.
good Lord Hasbro, maybe sometime before
Where is
2030,
Vengeance?
I would like a Vengeance figure before 2030, please.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This
I don't know
I
if that's gonna
can't
happen.
remember if Ghost Rider was Venomized, right?
Yes, there is a Venomized Ghost Rider. They had I remember when I was super into Venom, I also got in super into Ghost Rider, and I was like, how come these guys have never fought? And then they did it. They did Spirits of Venom. And it was the first time that I believe it's the first time that the Penance Stare doesn't work. because he grabs Venom, and that's his, you know, that's your special move. So he built up a special meter. He
That's
launched
the
a special
finishing
attack.
move.
Yeah, he grabs Venom. He gives him the penance stare, but because Venom's a symbiote and it's an alien, it doesn't work. And in fact, backfires on him because he's like, whoa, what's
Because he
happening?
may not
And
have a soul or whatever.
it's very weird, but it was really cool. And I'm sure if he did it today, it would probably work. But I loved it at the time because it all comes down to popularity. Venom was probably the more popular character. It was like, well, you're not gonna turn him into a crying Hux by using the penance there. Sorry, Ghost Rider. But yeah, that was a really cool crossover that they had done. But yeah, I want more of the weird symbiotes, and I'm gladly willing to pay the symbiote tax whenever you put them out
That's what
there.
I'm
Just
saying.
give
Like,
them.
give us the weird ones.
Everyone in the Marvel Universe, because they've done, there's a series called Into the Venomverse, and then like War of the Venomverse and whatnot. Everyone's just Venom, so you can pick any character: Rhino, Electro. Yeah,
Rhino. I love
like
Rhino.
just such a great character, and looks even better as a Venom. So
Yeah, I'm sure.
give me all those. So this episode was also just a giant excuse for me to yell at Hasbro to give us more Venoms, and I would gladly purchase all of them. We don't have a glow in the dark Venom. We don't have a clear Venom. I want Venom with Hydro Man arms. I want Venom from that weird like
See,
50s toy line that Toy Biz did, where he's got like a greaser jacket. Why? I don't care. I want him. Give him to me,
He's
Hasbro.
Pony Boy Venom.
But give me that. All right. Well, I guess that'll wrap us up for another episode of Two Guys Talking Toys. We're glad to be back. We're glad that you came back. If you've enjoyed what you have been listening to and what you're watching, please give us a like, subscribe to the channel. It really helps get us out there. You can get a hold of us on Blue Sky. Our handle is Two Guys Talking Toys. That is the number two, no G after the talking. Same thing for Instagram, 2G Talking Toys. And until next time, take care, everybody. Venom has never actually eaten anyone's brains.
I know. Except in a movie. Except in a movie.
Until the movie. It was until the movie. Is that
But he said it a
he
lot, like
eats
in the video
brains.
game. He said, "I want to
Yeah.
eat your brains," or "We want to eat your brains."
Always what he wanted to do. I was like, you know,
Which is kind
cards
of
on the.
gross, which is kind of like for a comic book, you know,
It's pretty
makes
gross.
sense.
Like, that's like it. That's something you. Like, in a fit of rage, when you scream this at somebody that you hate the most, like, that would become your catchphrase. That's something you, I'm gonna break your bones and run over your family. But you then don't say that repeatedly, like, anytime you encounter somebody. That becomes a very specific thing that you want to do. And no, I
We
would
want to
love to
eat
have.
your brain.
Amazingly, I don't think they've ever done this, but like, I would love for them to have been. Some issue where they're like, all right, cards on the table. You've got Spider-Man. Are you really eating his brains? And he's just like, well, no. Like, it's just a thing. Like, I get really upset, and that's a scary thing. So I say that to him.